Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Democratic prosecutors in former President Donald Trump's second impeachment trial finished laying out their case today. House impeachment managers saying the rioters who stormed the U.S. Capitol last month were acting on the president's orders to try to undo Joe Biden's election victory. And lead House impeachment manager Jamie Raskin questioned why Trump failed to stop the riot once it got started.
As our constitutional commander-in-chief, why did he do nothing to send help to our overwhelmed and besieged law enforcement officers for at least 2 hours on January 16th after the attack began?
Trump's lawyers will begin presenting their case tomorrow. President Biden today said he thinks some minds might be changed by the manager's presentation. Democrats will need at least 17 Republicans to break ranks in order to convict Trump. And a report is suggesting the risk of contracting COVID-19 may be greater in an airport than flying on a plane. NPR's David Shaper reports public health experts are recommending airports take additional steps to reduce those risks.
Experts at the Harvard School of Public Health studied the risk of coronavirus transmission in air travel and find that on the one hand, airports provide a good environment to practice social distancing.
Most of them are large volume spaces.
But Professor of Environmental Health and Infectious Disease John Spengler says there are some tight spaces where people bunch up together.
Around gates, around baggage handling, busy times during security.
Spengler says many airports are improving air ventilation systems, installing barriers, and using touchless technology to reduce the risk of transmission. And he says the new federal mask mandate is long overdue. But he says the best way to avoid COVID-19 is still to not travel at all. David Shaper, NPR News.
The day after President Biden announced new sanctions on Myanmar, the Treasury Department is naming the targets of those financial restrictions. They include officers directly involved in a February 1st coup. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
The Biden administration has added 10 current and former military officials to a sanctions list. Three jade and ruby companies controlled by the military are also being targeted. Any property they may have in the U.S. will be frozen, and Americans can't do business with them. The Biden administration is trying to pressure the coup leaders to release political prisoners, including State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi and President Win Myint. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the U.S. is prepared to take additional action should Myanmar's military not change course and if there's more violence against protesters. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Number first-time jobless claims fell last week. The Labor Department reporting today initial claims for unemployment benefits fell by 19,000 to 793,000. On Wall Street, a mixed close. The Dow was down 7 points today. The Nasdaq closed up 53 points. The S&P was up 6 points. You're listening to NPR. Republican Claudia Tenney has been sworn in following one of the most protracted fights of the 2020 election. Tenney today reclaiming her job representing a part of central New York after winning the race against her Democratic challenger, Anthony Brindisi, by just 109 votes. Brindisi ousted her from office in 2018, and the two candidates had faced off in a rematch of that contest. Narrow victory for Tenney came with more than 300,000 votes cast in the race. Portugal's government is extending its coronavirus lockdown till March 1st after Parliament approved a renewal of the state of emergency. According to the European Center for Disease Control, the country has the highest rate of new cases in the last 14 days relative to any population of any European nation. Alison Roberts reports from Lisbon.
After announcing the lockdown extension, the Prime Minister added that realistically it will be needed right through March. While compulsory remote working and the suspension of face-to-face schooling are producing results, the situation remains extremely serious. Just one aspect of the lockdown is being eased. Supermarkets will be allowed to sell books and educational materials. Until now, only online retailers could do so. Addressing the nation after the lockdown announcement, Portugal's president stressed the need to ensure that Easter, which falls in early April, does not produce a surge in infections like the one that occurred after Christmas. For NPR News, I'm Alison Roberts in Lisbon.
Winter weather that slammed an area of Texas is being blamed for at least 5 deaths and dozens of injuries. That's after a multi-vehicle pileup involving as many as 100 vehicles on busy Interstate 35 near Fort Worth downtown. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.